Welcome back to SaskTel Center, first intermission. The Saskatoon Blades playing host to the Calgary Hitmen as we're into the final week of the regular season. This is The Other Side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. I'm joined by the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, Steve Hamilton. Last week of the regular season, I don't think I'm wrong if I were to say for the Hitmen, it is desperate times.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. We're still in the fight and really proud of our team this year. We're really proud of our group, and you know, we're playing meaningful hockey here coming down the stretch, and you know, it's mathematically possible. We got to just believe we got work to do, and we got to take care of our business and probably need some help.
Yeah. Where does that pride come from in this group? I have to imagine that it comes from, because I'm reading your game notes, 12 rookies and an average age of 17 and a half would start right there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a real conscious decision this year to really revamp our roster and look to the, you know, we felt good about the now, but really good about the future. And that investment process is, you know, now 66 games in, and it's, you know, we're going to live with the ups and downs of being a young team. And, but I love our scrappiness. We hung around and won some big games, and, you know, I'm really excited about where we're trending and what we're doing. So, you know, with that being said, it's a must win. We, in a bit of a tall order, but I like to think we've played well against these guys.
Scrappiness and hard work will do that. You've had 4 one-goal games against the Blades, so something to build off.
Absolutely. Like, you got to give yourself a chance and play well, and obviously be mindful of the fact that there's a lot of weapons on the other side. You don't want to be reloading the gun for them. You know, turnovers and puck management and good decisions. If we're in a low event game, I think that's a good thing for us. And not trading penalties and all those kinds of things. You know, we just need to be real good between the whistles, skate away from it after, and hopefully find ourselves in a situation where it's tight going home.
So the identity is obvious then. Who are the guys on the team that kind of drive it as far as that identity goes within your locker room?
Yeah. Honestly, like, obviously Carter Yakimchuk's been huge for us. We've got a lot out of Carson Wetch. Mm-hmm. You know, Oliver Tulk's been real good. We lost our de facto captain in Dave Adesinski, and he's been out for a few months, and so that's hurt our depth a little bit. But we've got a lot of mileage out of our group this year, and with that mileage comes wear and tear on the tread at times. Mm-hmm. And you know, we can see at times we're not as fresh as a more veteran team, but we've had a few days off coming in here, so hopefully that helps. We just need one real good effort tonight. We'll deal with what's down the road as it comes.
And of course, you're Regina Pat fans tonight.
Yeah, always. Well, always being tonight.
The inconsistency, I think, comes from that youth, as we talked about. But boy, when you look up and down that group, I mean, I look at a 16-year-old like Ben Kindles, who got 42 assists and 57 points as a 16-year-old. Yeah. I mean, that's exciting.
Absolutely exciting. He's a special player. I mean, his poise and patience with the puck you don't see all the time, especially in a 16-year-old player. So that's, again, an investment. We've played him a lot of minutes and a lot of opportunity, but he's earned it. I mean, it wasn't as though it was just gift wrapped and given to him. He's earned it, and he deserves to play with good players and up our lineup. So, I mean, you go through the 5 16-year-olds that we have, and you know, they play a pretty important role on our team, which, again, it goes back to the big picture.
Steve, just for you personally, you're about as upbeat as I've ever seen you in all the times that I've known you. And you've had some pretty good teams that you've coached in the past. So this has obviously been a fun season, too, for you.
Honestly, it has been. And it's tough sometimes to, you know, measure games with wins and losses and goals and for and goals against. And but it's been a good year. I legitimately love our group and really just love the steps we've taken and the coachability and just a hunger to get better. And I think what one of the biggest things is you just see what you can see down the road a bit. Yeah. And not, you want to be where your feet are at, but you can see down the road a little bit and project what a Rhys Hamilton's going to look like. And, you know, you go on and on and on, and that's the space that we've, is going to make it worthwhile.
look forward to seeing it as well. Steve, thank you so much for the time, and we wish you all the best, not just tonight, but the rest of the way.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Good stuff. Steve Hamilton, the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, joining me on the other side, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. We've got the highlight montage and the game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock next. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.